Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Monday. Welcome to Motivational Monday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California, along with our co-hosts, Casey Conrad and Nancy Pellegrini, who are on opposite coasts in the north, and from what I understand in chatting with them prior, it's getting pretty doggone cold. So anyway, I hope everybody is warm right now, cozy up with your with a pen and paper to take some notes on today's training. I want to start out today with a quote, and I don't know who this person is, Dan Millman, but I like the quote. It says, "I learned that we can do anything, but we can't do everything, at least not at the same time. So think of your priorities, not in terms of what activities you do, but when you do them. Timing is everything." So I thought that was appropriate for our topic today. We're going to talk about follow-up. You know, we are in the home stretch this week for the end of October, which is the last week of the special pricing, the $39.90, that's going to end in the U.S. At the end of October, and the Canadian special pricing goes through the end of November. And so when you think about timing, you know, in this particular time frame is the perfect time to think about following up with all of those people that you've spoken with prior. Because as we all know, you know, it takes some time for people to process making a decision with regard to purchasing a Beamer or, you know, also joining our team, you know, as a distributor. So we've got to give them time. And so I'll give you an example of myself. So we had, you know, the 4 months in between when we had to, you know, wait for the FDA to make their decision and give us the Class 2. And then in the middle of June, we could start taking orders again. So that was a great opportunity to follow up with a lot of people that I had spoken with prior, and in just a few weeks, I made 4 sales. But the reason I tell you that is two of those 4 sales were from people that I had spoken with 3 years ago, and it just took time for them to get to a point to where they were ready to pull the trigger. So even though you might not have spoken with somebody for a long time, this is a good opportunity to follow up with them. We're going to talk about, you know, some ways to do that. And I think, you know, one of the things that I like to do whenever I'm speaking with people and talking to them about Beamer for the first time or the second time, I always make sure that I leave an opening to reach out to them and give them, you know, updates in the future. And so I might say something like, "Hey, I really appreciate you taking a look at this. I understand, you know, the timing's not right for you right now, but if it's okay with you, if we get some significant updates, do you mind if I give you a call?" And 99.9% of the time, they will always say, "Sure." Honestly, I've not had anybody tell me no from that standpoint, but it gives you an opening to call them back. And so what I had done when I was doing a lot of my follow-up calls, you know, was I was first of all letting people know that we had moved from FDA Class 1 to Class 2. In some instances, they might be, "Okay, I don't understand. What does that mean?" You just give them an update and say, "That just means we've got a higher level of certification, you know, from the FDA, a higher level of clearance." And then I also like to let people know that we've extended our partnership, you know, with NASA for yet another year, which is a great piece of conversation, and it's always an update from previous information I had given them before. Just want you to start thinking about and making a list of those people that you haven't talked to about Beamer in a good while, and think of some reasons that you can call them. And we're going to talk about that further. I'm going to toss it over to Casey Conrad, who is our trainer extraordinaire, and I know she's going to have some fantastic tips on what she does for follow-up. Casey, over to you.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, and happy Monday, 26th of October, and I am happy to report that the fast track has concluded, and we now can get a little sleep. anyway, so yeah, of course, everything you've said, Amanda, is spot on in that, you know, the process for some people is quite long to get a Beamer, and therefore the fortune is in the follow-up, and anybody that's heard any of my lectures or discussions or trainings on this, we talk about the fact that education is one of the key elements to changing someone's behavior. And of course, buying a Beamer is a change in behavior. And so that's a critical component. Of course, the second component is a significant emotional experience. And for many people, the significant emotional experience is a health challenge or maybe an experience on the Beamer, right? We all love it when someone actually feels something on the Beamer and calls us back and says, you know, oh my goodness, this or this or this happened. But that's not the norm. And so follow-up is really the only thing that you are in total control of as it relates to moving someone along that behavioral change process. So, Amanda, what you said is, as you know, is what I am a huge proponent of. And that is that any time you expose somebody to the Beamer and they are not at least outwardly interested in that moment, saying to them and getting that permission to circle back to them is critical, particularly for people that aren't good with the concept of sales. And I say that because many people that get into Beamer are not salespeople, so they feel awkward picking up the phone to call someone back. They think they're a pain in the butt. And so when you get that permission, would it be okay, Amanda, if I come across something that I think is relevant to your current situation as it relates to circulation, and I usually say it in that respect, I don't say just Beamer, would you be okay if I, you know, got that to you, that information to you? And when they say yes, that gives you the permission to follow up. And then, of course, you know, dripping on someone. We all know this term, to drip on somebody, is to, you know, drip, drip, drip a little piece here, a little piece there, so that you are top of mind. You know, Kim Simsby has long since talked about it takes, you know, 5 to 12 exposures for someone to finally make that decision to buy. And so are you monitoring and advocating and consciously as well as literally following up with pieces of information? And, you know, this weekend, ladies, was a perfect example of there is a huge drip, right? But you've got people that might have been exposed to some multiple things, and now you have this fantastic, you know, customer Saturday that is another one of those pieces of content, of information. And so there are many things out there that you can send somebody, many small videos that are on our YouTube channel or other Beamer Saturdays that were not specifically a customer Saturday that you can forward someone, you know, little articles that you find online, anything just to keep moving that ball forward. So this is really the crux of success with your Beamer business. I say stop Siegel selling. Don't swoop in, poop information all over someone, and leave never to be seen again. You have to constantly be there, and when that person's axis crosses the motivation and education, are you going to be top of mind, or did you just prime them to go find somebody else when they're ready? So I'll pass it over to you, Nancy.
Well, I always, yeah, that third baton is a tough one, you guys, because I'm writing down all the things I want to say, and then I'm ticking them all off because you guys are saying them all. So good morning, everybody, from that beautiful west coast of British Columbia. So, you know what, agreement with all of you. I do the same thing as Amanda, asking permission. Fantastic idea. I'm not going to reiterate what Casey just said because those are all the things I had written down, but it is so important, and especially now that we're in this last part of the month. I was just saying to Amanda, and she, when I saw that the theme was follow-up, I said, well, that's really what I've been all over the last week and will be this week as well. Well, I'm going to throw something else into there because besides getting additional sales with follow-up, you really do start establishing relationships and trust by continuing that sort of conversation with that person. And even if they don't buy right away, you know, like if they mentioned the drip thing and just sort of sending more information. And as Amanda mentioned, they may not be ready right now, but they might be ready in a month. They might be ready in 2 months. So it's really important to sort of make little notes about those things, little conversations that come in, little things that they might say that might lead you to know that, okay, they're not ready now, but, and to make, to keep track of those people, as Casey had mentioned, because of really the relationship and trust that's gained from follow-up calls will encourage people, consumers, to purchase from you if they haven't purchased from you, you know, to purchase from you. But also if they have purchased from you, that relationship is there. You've established something. They may purchase again from you, or they'll refer somebody. So it's not just, okay, it's just about the sale. It's about going beyond that with our follow-up. So it is for me, for sure. And, you know, follow-ups really add value to our service and our product. It means that we care. Just checking in, it just means that you're checking in, that you just want to see, you care about the person. And as Casey mentioned as well, what I've been doing, I've sent out the customer appreciation. We just knew in Canada have our canned live Zoom product presentation now. So I've been sending that out to people that may not have had an opportunity to see a product presentation. Sent the customer appreciation that just went out on Saturday, and then I follow up after that. So if you've sent that out, by all means, follow up with those people that you sent information out. We've got some great price points right now. One thing that I'm doing, I have a handful of people that are just so ready to write that check kind of thing. And so what I've done is I've put together my own little incentive, and that is anyone who purchases a Beamer Pro in the month of October will receive a Beamer travel bag from me. So it's just a little something extra to sort of try to seal that deal and a little gift to offer as well. And another thing I want to throw in there with follow-ups is let's take it a step further in that you have sold to the person. The really good thing about follow-ups as well after a sale is to send a thank you note. You know, send a little something in either in the mail or in an email, you know, check in and just keep those lines of communication open and get ask for referrals. And even if there's people that you're following up that aren't ready to buy right now, ask for a referral. And I can go on and more about this, but ladies, I'm going to throw it back to you.
Oh, Nancy, you know, I love, obviously everything you said was incredible, but I really want to highlight, you know, where you had added your own little incentive. You know, I've done that in the past. You know, right now what I've been offering is a battery as an incentive, you know, so that's kind of similar to what you're doing. And then I love that you talked about the thank you note and asking for referral. That's kind of a lost art, you know, sending a handwritten thank you note. And I need to start doing that. So that's something I'm going to add to mine. I think that's a great idea. I will call them and say thank you, but there is something about that handwritten note that you mentioned that is that is pretty pretty special. And I kind of wanted to add one of the things that I love that one of my friends in Beamer, Heather Killingsworth, she's in Atlanta, Georgia area, and she's also, you know, historically one of our top sales, you know, distributors in the country. And one of the things that she does that I like is she has an email update that she sends out from time to time. And so she will ask, you know, these people that she's talking to if she can add them to her email list. And so she adds them, and then when she periodically sends that updated email, whether we're adding a new ambassador or things like that, and so she's got that on kind of that drip, you know, campaign that, you know, Casey was talking about earlier. So there's all kinds of creative ways. I would suggest that, you know, get with your mentor or your upline group leader or team manager and talk to them about ways that you can really follow up with some of the people that you have actively on your list and set a set a plan of action, especially, you know, not only for this week, but as we're going through the end of the calendar year. Because in some instances, especially as it pertains to someone who decides to join our team as a distributor, you know, the Beamer can be a business write-off as a part of setting up a home-based business, right? And so the timing might be right for someone, you know, to be doing something like that. And so I'm not a tax accountant. I'm not giving tax advice, but that's something that is certainly something that you could discuss with them as a possibility depending on their individual tax situation. Because, again, I'm not giving tax advice, you know, but that's something else that I would like to add. And then I'll toss it back over to Casey for any additional comments, and then we can open up the lines for questions. Casey?
Well, yes. Yeah. So first of all, literally as I am standing here at my Vera desk, you know, my adjustable desk, because I rarely sit, I am handwriting thank you notes. Because
no way, no way. Are you, yes, Casey? That's fantastic.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
I am. In fact, I'll shoot a picture for you too and text it over. I had my handmade, like postcard notes with envelopes made at my local print store that say Casey Conrad, Northeast Regional Director, and I am literally doing that as we speak and ticking it off. And so that's very funny. And I am a huge advocate of this. My mother beat us into writing thank you notes, and it is something that my family continues to do, and I agree with you. In today's day and age, when it is a rarity to get a physical piece of mail that isn't junk mail, and I literally hand write my thank you notes. You know, I say the same damn thing all the time, but it would, and I hate it when you get you know, a pre-written note with the person signed it, you know, and you're like, yeah, it was easy to hit press. You know, would you take literally, you know, 2 minutes to say, you know, dear Sue, I just wanted to say thanks for investing in yourself and trusting in me to bring a Beamer into your life. I look forward
love
to
it.
Hearing more about your transformation, right? Not difficult to do that. It literally takes me 1 minute, and then I hand address the envelope and put a stamp on it and send it off. So, and even if someone lives locally, I still send it to them so that it goes into their mailbox and they open it and they go, that was nice. I don't care if they go, that was nice, and throw it in the recycle bin. I want them to say, wow, that was thoughtful, right?
Right. So, you know, it, you know, receiving a handwritten, like, I love that, because you're not just getting a canned postcard and just, you know, getting your name signed on and then having it copied and pasted sort of thing. And, you know, to be excited about receiving, like, you know, over COVID, it was just that I was excited to receive a bill because even the mail went down. It was just, oh, my God, I got a bill. You know, I mean, I'd rather get a thank you note, quite frankly, than a bill. But and I think that's a great idea. And it's a lasting effect. So I love that you're doing that, Casey, that lasting effect that is there. And that person's not going to forget you. Or if there's anything Beamer again in their in the forefront of their mind, they're going to go and contact you, Casey, or they're going to refer you, you know?
Yep.
And I was going to throw another thing in there that you can give away, Amanda, is also with the horse units, for anyone out there that's in the horse world, another giveaway gift that you can give is a B-scan. I give everyone who buys a horse unit a B-scan, but I kind of save that in my back pocket as sort of a gift if they purchase the B-scan.
That's a great idea because it doesn't come with one like it does with the box.
Yeah, they should include it, actually, I think, with the horse unit, but that's, you know, that's up to Beamer to do. But, yeah, the B-scan, because people like to hear something, because they don't hear the horse go, oh, I can feel it. I feel amazing. They don't, you know, they don't get feedback from the horse other than the visual of the horse. But the scanner allows the owner of the horse to sort of go, oh, I got it, yeah. So, yeah, that's another little gift thing. That just throw
you know, and
there.
Then, of course, I'd like to make an absolutely shameless plug. I know that Sue Johnson of Helping Hands Grateful Hearts said that last week the books, The Smart Start, 10 Simple Steps to Sales Success for Beamer, started shipping last week for all of you that did go on and order. Those of you who may not be familiar with it, this is the book that I wrote about how to sell Beamer and go through the 283 system, but I donated it to their foundation. So 100% of every penny that they collect goes towards building homes for the homeless. And that's their website is helpinghandsgratefulhearts.org. And you can go under products. It's the only product there, so it's not difficult to find. But, yeah, so that's helpinghandsgratefulhearts.org. And so those of you that ordered over the last couple of weeks, all orders went out on, I believe, on Friday. So you should start seeing those, although they did go media mail because they were trying to, of course, and that was stated in the purchase that it was only like $4 and whatever it was. It was very inexpensive to mail so that it wouldn't go to, you know, a lot of money going to shipping and cost more.
And it's not too late to order again, is it, Casey? People can still order?
Oh, no. This is going to be ongoing. I have donated this book to them, and they will forever. It is their property. I mean, I own the copyright, but the book sales are their property. This is an ongoing. It is a game changer for people. My Fast Track group, my newest people utilized it, and both of them sold. One of them sold like 6 units and then popped a senior in her Fast Track time. And the other
awesome.
One, you know, sold like 5 units. So, I mean, it works. If you give people the system, and it, I know we all do. I've been doing it for years. But you know what? When someone has it in their hands as a reference tool, then they become self-sufficient. So I won't sound like a total advertisement, but I did want to shamelessly plug that for them because they, you know, they're a great foundation.
I'm super glad
Casey,
you did.
Is that available?
Super glad.
Is that available in Canada, Casey, to ship into
Canada?
Yeah,
man, just go on the website, contact them, and then they'll just charge you the shipping. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Because I'd like to pick them up for my team too. So thank you.
Yep. Great.
Okay, so if we'll start opening up the lines for questions, if that's okay with you ladies. If anybody out there has a question, press 1 on your phone so that you go to the top of the queue, and I can open up your line. So while we wait for some people to, to dial in, I'm trying to think what else we could talk about. I'm kind of like a little refresher from last week that we'll, you know, kind of touch on is we talked about the senior in 60 promo, and, you know, Casey had highlighted that only goes through the end of the year as well, right? You know, so there is an added incentive of $1,000 when a new distributor goes senior in 60 days. And then we also have the holiday cash incentive that's going on right now, also through the end of the year. And that is for 4 Beamer sales or 6,000 points. That's an extra $600. for six Beamer sales, that's an extra $1,500. And if you make an additional eight sales, that's an additional $2,500 that the company's going to pay out in January. So let's get rocking and rolling. So we've got our first caller here, area code 207. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, Amanda. Casey.
Hello.
I've been listening and driving. My name is Jeff. I'm from Lancaster area of Pennsylvania.
Hello,
and
Jeff.
I was an Abe. Hi, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for calling in. What's your question, Jeff? I'm glad you're calling.
I was driving at the time that Casey gave that website, and I'm wondering if I could get it now that I'm stopped.
Sure. Yeah, it's Helping Hands Grateful Hearts .org. Helping Hands Grateful Hearts .org. And then you can either click products or put in /products and you'll get there. And if anybody is on a Mac, Helping Hands Grateful Hearts.
Heart.org.
Like as in a beating heart, .org, yep. And if anybody's on
a Mac
and you have a problem, just reach out to the contact us and she'll call you back. For some reason, some Mac platforms are not allowing them to use their credit card on their site, but it's a, it's all been validated.
Very good. Thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Thank you. You too.
Oops, I accidentally cut him off on the last syllable, Jeff. I'm so sorry. Anybody else have any questions? I'm going to toss it over for some additional comments from Nancy to give us maybe some things that you know that's going on in Canada while we wait for our next caller. Nancy?
Oh, thank you, Amanda. I appreciate that. So, yes, the incentive for Christmas, the extra Christmas cash is a great one. And just keep in mind, any Canadians that are listening, I hope there are, that the prices that Amanda mentioned are in U.S. dollars. So the company exchanges that into Canadian dollars, and the exchange rate that Beamer does is fantastic. So the $2,500 one is about $3,250, and the $1,000 is about $1,500, and the $600 is probably around $800 in Canadian dollars. So that's a pretty nice little Christmas bonus. And when the way I look at it is, man, if I can change eight lives before Christmas, I'm doing it. So that's been my goal. And I also wanted to mention something. With the another little push too is our price point of $69.90 for the Beamer Pro set in Canada. So any of my American colleagues out there as well, if you've got any people that you know in Canada, by all means get that information out to them. And we had mentioned last call that our landing page in Canada is lifelimaigloofrankedward-charlieapple.beamergroup.com. And it's $69.90 as opposed to $78.90. So it's almost $1,000 off, and it's going back up, as we know, December 1st. Hoping they're going to push it till the end of December, but not holding my breath on that one. So, and also the $192 fee. Another thing to focus on, I think, is if somebody's not ready right now, but they're interested, get them in the business. Sign them up for the 192 or the 144. That ends at the end of the year. So that allows you to maybe look. So maybe they're not ready to buy in October, but they are interested in the business and they need to get some things in order. Get them signed up. 144 is different than $39.90 right now, and it might be in their pocketbook, but it means that they put a commitment into committing to Beamer. And you can also then put that person into your longer-term plan, okay? Mrs. Smith's not ready in October, but she signed on with her 144 or 192 to be a distributor. I'm going to now keep her in all of my communication because she's now in my team, and, I'm going to help her find ways. I'm going to help support her find ways to try to get the Beamer into her home, and that maybe Mrs. Smith might buy in November. She might buy in December, so she becomes then that you know, focus for you than to help her get her Beamer into her house. So don't forget the value of getting people into the business of Beamer and enrolling them into the business of Beamer, whether they want to do it part-time or full-time. That's probably what I can throw into there.
That is awesome. Very, very good points. And I really appreciate you adding the Canadian prices, because I never can remember them all and what the conversion rate is. So thank you. Thank you. And so we do have another caller, area code 805. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, ladies. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California. Paso Robles,
hi, Jan.
California.
Oh.
Hi, good morning, ladies. And I have to really commend you, you gals. You are all rock stars, and I appreciate you giving up your time and your heart to all of us. Thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. Now, you're welcome. No, you guys are rock stars. Saturday was amazing. The Blog Talk is amazing. This morning, I always have to be reminded about referrals. Referrals. I don't ask for referrals. So that is a good reminder for me. And the thank you notes are, I think, a great idea. I do them, and I'm going to give you guys a little secret. Not going to be a secret anymore, but what I do, handwritten thank you notes, but I tape a lotto ticket, a scratcher, with a lucky silver penny.
Oh,
and that,
that's cute.
And yeah, and people love that. Now, I'm the only one that I know of that does that. Now, all of you are going to do it, right?
What is a lucky silver penny?
Yeah.
No, a lucky new penny. Silver.
Oh, okay.
A lucky,
okay.
Yeah,
silver.
A lucky,
like,
shiny.
Heard of a silver penny. Okay, nice.
Yeah. Shiny penny, right? A new shiny penny.
Yeah, a new shiny penny.
That's a great idea.
Or if you want to, you can send an old one that's worth a lot of money, and they can turn that in. But a new shiny penny and a scratcher, and just one scratcher, and it's just a whole lot of fun, and people appreciate that. That's for people that are my customers or my IBDs, and then also for their birthday. I always want to send a birthday card. So thank you again. I appreciate you all, Beamer family, from the bottom of my heart again. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jan.
Really,
I really
sweet.
Appreciate that tip.
Amanda, I just want to throw Amanda and Casey, and for all you listeners out there, just a little fun fact for you on Monday in October, that Canada doesn't produce pennies anymore.
Okay. Ándale, pues. Ándale, si no hay de qué. Sí, está bien. Yo voy.
Canada does not produce pennies anymore. So if you need to borrow some pennies, I have a whole bunch in a jar that they're useless over here in Canada.
All righty. That's interesting. I like that little fun fact there, Nancy. So we've got another caller here, and this is another area code 805 400. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey,
Amanda, if you're on the board, can you please mute whoever is still open?
Yeah, this is her. We can barely hear you, my dear.
Hello?
Yes, there, you're better. Yeah. Can you repeat that again?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. You have a question for us today?
You know what? It is very important to ask this question. It is not about business, but it's about a person that started yesterday, the Beamer.
Okay.
And right now she finishes her third session. Yesterday I gave him three times, but very long. And then she said that she had vomiting at night. She has cancer and she's in chemo. She finishes chemo just
I'm gonna have to interrupt you. Yeah, I'm gonna have to interrupt you. You know, we cannot give any medical advice, around the usage of Beamer. You know, Beamer does not, make any claims to treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. I'm so sorry. I would suggest that you reach out to your upline for some support on that, and also you can call the user hotline and get some information on that. That's not something that we could
I'm glad that you received my call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great week. Okay, ladies, we've got time for one more caller, I believe. Area code 912. Area code 912, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Beth Martin from Savannah, Georgia.
Hello, Beth.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
And it always sounds weird when people do that. But anyway, this may or may not be motivational, but so funny thing, pre-COVID, I had just come back from was able to go to Wellington for the V3 kickoff. And when I got back into Savannah, my mind, of course, was elsewhere because I received a phone call while I was driving that a prospect I had worked on for quite a while was going to purchase. So I accidentally, not knowingly, ran a red light. So during COVID, from that date, 3 months later, I was going to go to court, see what I could do to get out of it, kind of thing, like we all would. And it was canceled. Then the following 3 months follow-up, that canceled. So I just had my court appearance, and you talk about nerves. Just for a traffic violation. But I was in front of the judge, and Casey probably knows this, but, you know, how do you plead? Innocent, guilty, or no solo contendere or whatever. So he said, and make sure you offer your questions before you submit your plea. Well, I said, can I have a disclaimer before I put in my plea? And he said, well, please explain. And I said, well, I didn't knowingly go through the light. So my intention was not to run a red light. And he said, I'm pleading. Obviously, I'm guilty. And he asked what I did, how long I had my Georgia license. I said 20-plus years. And he said, what do you do? I explained I'm a mobile vet, and I'm on the road constantly. And he said, in 20 years, this is your only violation. I said, yes, sir. And he reduced it. I still had to pay the same fine as if I hadn't shown up in court. But at least points weren't taken off, and my insurance, which that makes up for everything. But here's the motivational part is I happened to look up this honorable judge on Facebook, and I just reached out to him via Facebook. I know that sounds really cheesy, but I did. And he responded. He remembered me, and I just said, you know, I would like to pay it forward. And so I have a demo with him next week with the Beamer. So isn't that hilarious?
That's incredible, Beth. That's great, so Beth. I love that.
I love it.
So here I have told everybody that I ran a red light, but my gosh, and here I was, everything was revolved around Beamer, thinking about it. And just following the car in front of me. That's exactly what I did. So I hope that helps somebody to pay attention in your excitement with Beamer.
That sounds good. Oh, Beth, thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah, that's great. For those of you who want to know the legal term, it's called nolo, N-O-L-O, nolo contendere. And basically it means that you accept the guilty plea without admission of guilt. And so it's just more, legal BS. It's circular thought, but that's okay. So, but that's a great story, Beth. Thanks for sharing.
That was awesome.
And no one was hurt, but I love it. And no one was hurt. That's the bonus.
Yeah, thank goodness. She wasn't hurt. Anybody else was. Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's a fantastic way to close our day with that one. So I don't really have any closing things to say. We've talked about a lot today. Do you have anything, Nancy, you want to add before we have Casey close us out?
How many days left, ladies, do we have of the month? Five days?
Five days left.
Okay. Mm-hmm. People out there in Beamer land, we have 5 days left. Really microscopically hone in on the lowest hanging fruit, the people that are the closest to just closing things in their mind. And don't be afraid to ask for the sale. Don't be afraid. If you know somebody's really close, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say, so how would you like to move forward? You know, it's getting to the end of the month. You know, how would you like to move forward? And also, don't be afraid if you know that they're interested in the business, but maybe they're just not ready to buy yet, sign them up as a distributor. Get them in the business. Enroll them in the business of Beamer. We need people out there to start sharing this out there. And another thing I'm going to throw in there, when you talk about the business of Beamer, people can put a fear to that. Remind them that they don't have expectations to sell X amount a month. Remind them that this is their business, that there are expenses that they can now expense out towards your business. Remind them that this is something that's solely up to them. They can be as busy as they want. You know, take that fear out of being in a business out of that. And I'm going to close that off to say good luck to everybody. Blessings to everybody to have a really outstanding week, whatever that is for you. Cheers.
All right, Casey, take us home.
Yeah, you know, look, the reality is the fortune in the follow-up is a common denominator statement used in business of all types for a reason. Get yourself organized. Tap into the plethora of tools that are available to you as an independent Beamer distributor that cost you nothing to access, and drip, drip, drip to your prospects until they are ready to buy.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.